Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to be joined today by Robin Hull, who is with the Alzheimer's Society of Lanark Leeds in Grenville. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Oh, thank you for being back. It has been a while since we've spoken with you, and I promise it will not be as long until your next visit. But, you know, you, like everybody else, had seen things slow down and change dramatically over the course of the pandemic.
Yes, we've been doing our best over the last couple of years to keep up our programs and services, and we've pivoted a lot between virtual and in-person, but we're happy to say we're back up and running, and we're ready to kickstart our Awareness Month.
Yeah, and that's exactly why you're here today, to talk to us about Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and there's a lot going on. Maybe just before we get into that, you could tell us a little bit about your organization in general.
Absolutely. So we are the Alzheimer's Society Lanark Leeds Grenville. We offer many programs and services throughout the area. A few of our bigger programs is our adult day program and overnight stay program. We also have our support groups for caregivers and people living with dementia. We have lots of different education programs and fundraising events. The list really does go on and on.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it does. And these programs are so beneficial to not only the people who are living with Alzheimer's, but the people who are living with those people who are often their caretakers. I'm talking about the family members.
That's right. We really are here to support everyone in our community. So, for example, our adult day program and our overnight stay program, that's focused to help people with a dementia in our community to be able to get out of their home, to socialize with other people, and really to have a wonderful time engaging in activities. Meanwhile, their loved ones at home that care for them, this gives them a very well-needed break, whether it's giving them the opportunity to do their chores or doing running around, or if it's just to give them a few hours in the day to sit at home and put their feet up and relax.
And for many people, there's that strength in numbers part about it, right? It's being able to speak to somebody who has gone through something that maybe they're just starting to go through. I'm talking about not only the patients, but, you know, the people who are surrounding them. Everything can be so overwhelming. And part of what you folks do is to help them be guided through that.
That's right. And that's where our support groups and our education are really important. Specifically, our support groups for the majority of our support groups are for people who are caring for their loved ones. We do support those with the disease as well. But you're absolutely correct in saying that this can be a disease that everyone feels isolated that's involved, right? The person who has the disease and those caring for them. And we really don't want to see that happening to the people in our community. And our programs really do pull people together and let people know you're not alone. We're all working with this this disease together, and we want to see that grow in our community.
Now, I know that you have been with the Alzheimer's Society for a long time. Maybe you can tell us a little bit how you got involved.
So I've been in healthcare for most of my life. I have a history of being a nurse and also in nutrition. But way back when I was in school for nursing, I really had a focus of working with seniors and a passion of working with seniors. And when I was working with those with dementia, I really wanted to know more about the disease and more of how we can help these people out. Like I said, when people get a disease like this, they really do feel like they're needing to isolate themselves. They don't know what to do when they have the disease or get the diagnosis. And that's the biggest part of our organization, is making everyone out there know that you do not have to feel like you can't be a member of our community. We're here to support you, and everyone else in the community is here for you as well.
It must be just an incredible relief for people when they realize that they're not alone.
Absolutely. We hear that a lot from especially our caregivers when they realize that our organization does exist. That a lot of them actually say, I wish I would have known sooner, because they do feel like they're alone in this journey, and that's the last thing you want anybody to feel, is that they're alone.
Now, how are you marking Alzheimer's Awareness Month around our listening area?
So this month is the Alzheimer's Society is the first link, and we have we've kind of broken it down into different weeks, different categories. So to start off, we do have a First Link Care Navigator. Her name is Ann Roger, and she's our first point of contact for anybody who's new to our society. When we look at Awareness Month and our topics that we're covering, last week was our Knowledge Changes Everything topic, and we encourage people to go to our Facebook page. Last week, we highlighted all of our programs and services, including the staff that work in each program. This week is Support Changes Everything. We have a lovely caregiver by the name of Eleanor telling her story about caring for her husband, David. And in her story, she'll highlight the different programs that she has used up to this point, our programs, and how they've helped her and David out. Little tiny clips each and every day. We've already highlighted one video of her already, and she's a fabulous, fabulous person and caregiver. Then the last 2 weeks, we're highlighting Community Changes Everything. And one big program that we're doing is an event that's going to happen on Friday, January 20th in Smiths Falls at the Memorial Community Center. It's going to be from 10 a.m. till 12:30 noon. It's a free education event that's open to everyone in our community. So you can be just a member of our community that wants to learn more about dementia. It's also going to be open to businesses and organizations. And the reason why I emphasize that is we're doing our dementia-friendly community supporter education along with Finding Your Way. And our goal at the Society and across Ontario is to make our communities dementia-friendly. So this education will really go hand-in-hand in that goal. And so it's a free event. We'll have refreshments, great opportunity to get to see, know and meet other people and ask us lots of questions.
Yeah, that is a huge, important step. I know Maximilian's Restaurant in Perth here, I've spoken to them many times about being a dementia-friendly restaurant. As far as it's just so many different little things that seem rather simple that can be done just to make it accessible and just that much easier for all involved.
That's right. And Maximilian's has been an amazing supporter of our society. And you're absolutely correct. Going through this education, it's learning about what the disease is, but it's also learning about how you can help somebody with this disease. So what are some communication steps that you can take to make communicating with a person easier? How can we make our business, the actual setup of our business, more accessible? And then the Finding Your Way component is so important because it's going to be helping people with a dementia who may misplaced or wandered off in their community. So that component will help all of us help our community members who have a dementia to keep them safe as well.
Very interesting. Now, if anyone would like to get to know a little bit more about this, Robin, what's the best way for them to do so?
I encourage everybody to reach out to us. So there's lots of information on our Facebook page. If you're wanting to reach out to myself or my colleague, Sean McFadden, I encourage everyone just to give our office a call. The number is 1-866-576-8556. So this education session, we're reaching out to everyone in Lanark, Leeds, Granville to come join us.
And is there anything that you haven't mentioned yet that I haven't asked you about that you'd like to make sure our listeners know before I let you go?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a few other things that we're wanting to do. When it comes to Community Changes Everything, we're really wanting to give back as well. So at our Perth location and Brockville location, we have been set up. We want to collect some food to donate it to our local food banks. And also keep your eye out. We're going to have information and brochures set up at local businesses and organizations that have supported us in the past. So keep your eyes open for that. And if you have any questions, reach out to us and we're happy to answer them.
Awesome. Well, Robin, I appreciate your time today. As always, we will make sure that we have you on before too long. We won't make it as long between visits. Sound good?
That sounds wonderful.
Excellent. Thanks again, Robin. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Robin Hull from the Alzheimer's Society of Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville. We've been talking about Alzheimer's Awareness Month and how you can take part. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you again tomorrow.